Avengers star Chris Evans, "I'm willing to alienate half my audience to trash Trump." By Justin Caruso on March 27, 2019. Chris Evans, star of the upcoming film Avengers: Endgame, said that he would be disappointed in himself if he didn't speak out against dumb shit President Donald Trump, even if it means alienating half his audience. "You don't want to alienate half your audience," Chris Evans told The Hollywood Reporter. "But I'd be disappointed in myself if I didn't speak up. Especially for fear of some monetary repercussion or career damage, that just feels really gross to me." The 37-year-old also admitted that he would have a hard time being friends with someone who was a Trump supporter, specifically in reference to New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. "I really hope he is not a Trump supporter," he said. "I'm just hoping he's one of those guys that maybe supported him and now regrets it. Maybe he thought it was going to be different and even that bothers me, but maybe there's a chance now he just thinks Trump's an absolute dumb shit. Which he is, the Captain America," the first Avenger star continued. "If he doesn't, if he's still on that Trump train, I might have to cut ties. It's really tough." Finally, Evans revealed in the THR interview that he has been learning about his privileges as a straight white male. "Evans has a platform and he is using it. But like a lot of straight white men seeking to consciously and conscientiously navigate a tumultuous moment in the history of straight white maledom, he's learned that shutting up is important, too." At Slate's urging, he read Rebecca Solnit's The Mother of All Questions, a collection of essays about the insidious side effects of patriarchy, and took away a great deal. "You have to understand that you don't understand," he says. "It's not the most action-heroish way to look at things, but that may be the secret of his appeal as a movie star." In 2017, Evans admitted that the Trump presidency made him feel rage and fury. "It's unbelievable. People were just so desperate to hear someone say that someone is to blame," he said. For all the star's woke posturing, he isn't afraid to engage in a little homophobia to target his political rivals. In January, he happily slandered Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, by insinuating he was being blackmailed, following the lead of other Hollywood stars and media figures who mocked Graham over rumors that he is a closeted gay man.